As Bernie Goldback's mother slips away, as she is surrounded by her children, I'm recording this. I've just been listening to Bernie Goldback, Top Gold on the internet. Just been listening to the priest saying, giving her the last rites, and listening to music which Bernie picked. May well have been his mother's favourite music, or may well have been music that expresses Bernie, I don't know what. But it doesn't matter. It just has me feeling that this is a very good time to say a little more about my own mother and the influence she's had on me. So let me add to the other pieces of audio that I've made a new thing about my mother, which came to me as a single word: education. The story really about my mother is that she did something relatively unusual. She went to university. She went to university in, I guess it was 1946 in Ireland. It was in she was at the same age as Garrett Fitzgerald and Charlie Haughey and Ian Paisley, all three major characters in Irish history. So she went to university and she started by studying law. Her father was a lawyer, a state solicitor, and she began law, and she gave it up after 1 year, and then she took up medicine. Sorry, it was the other way around. She did 1 year of medicine and then took up law for 2 years. And now I'm confusing myself because the most important thing is that she went to university, her best friend was at university, and it meant that I grew up in a house where going to university was normal, because my mother had been to university. My father hadn't been to university. My mother had been to university, and I grew up assuming that I would go to university. It was an assumption. So even though I am the eldest son, and I suppose I didn't have to go to university, it never crossed my mind that I wouldn't go to university. And for that, I'm sure my mother has a big responsibility. I use the word responsibility because it's the only word that came into my head at that point, but I can't really hold her responsible for decisions that I made myself. However I drifted into going to university, I know that the fact that my mum had been there was one of the big contributors, though. But there was more to education than going to university. After all, I went through kindergarten. I had a couple of years at kindergarten. I had a primary school made up of being taught by nuns for 1 year, and the rest of it was in a school called the Crescent, Sacred Heart College in Limerick. And we were always subjected to tests, examinations. And I didn't always do well in tests, particularly at the beginning of my time at school. But I have no memory of my mother being in any way critical of me for the results that I got. So whatever results I got, my mother just accepted. She would have said very little about the results. She was keen that I did my homework and was pretty assiduous and pretty assiduous at making sure that I stopped playing and that I went to do my homework. She didn't, as far as I remember, play a big part in doing my homework. And to this day, I find it a very strange and very modern idea that parents would actually do the homework with their children. She let me go off into a room and listen to the radio as I did my homework. She let me find my own way through school. She never really interfered in any way. So I got used to the idea that what you did is set an environment for children within which education was the norm, educating yourself was the norm, but the way in which you did it was very much left up to the personality predispositions of each of the children. Each of my brothers and sisters had a different way, and my mother adapted to this and applied different degrees of speech. She voiced different degrees of things in relation to us. We all knew that she cared for us all equally. That was her mantra. She loved us all equally. Something as firstborn I didn't really like. I think I probably had a wish to be treated in some kind of special way because I was the firstborn. But from an educational point of view, it meant that I grew up in an atmosphere in which there wasn't much fuss put on results. So when I began to get very good results at school, I don't remember there being a huge fuss. The one incident or time decision that stands out most in my mind today is the decision that I would go to university and study social science, a course of action which left open so many possibilities that you could say about it that I avoided making a choice about what kind of a career I was going to have. Social science was associated in, by and large, with becoming a social worker, and my mother was a social worker of a sort in Limerick. So I did follow in her footsteps in that way when I did sign up to do social science in University College Dublin. When I finished my degree, my mother didn't exert any pressure on me as regards what I was going to do next. I slipped rather quietly into doing a master's, which I never finished, and my mother never put any pressure on me to finish my master's. Neither did she put any pressure on me, you know, as regards what subject I would choose to do research on for my master's. She was interested, but never pushy at all. And that has rubbed off on me, really. I'm much more a person who wants to create an environment within which people's potential can flourish, rather than trying to influence people as regards how they should apply their talent. When I dropped out of university and didn't complete my master's, she did not comment, she did not criticize, she did not, you know, bring it to my attention that I had started something but had failed to finish it. She just took all of that in her stride, and she carried that forward into when I left Dublin and went across to London for the summer and decided to stay there and work as a bus conductor for what turned out to be 3.5 years. She took that in her stride too. She inquired sometimes about how was it being a bus conductor, but many parents would have said, for somebody who came from such a privileged background, had such a privileged education, you know, what was I doing becoming a bus conductor? Why wasn't I pursuing a professional or middle-class career? But my mother just let that go. And all the time when I went, you know, all the years that I've had various jobs, at no stage has my mother attempted to influence me. Her big mantra, her big point that she came back to was, so long as I chose something that was right for me and that made me happy, she was happy. And she took that mantra terribly seriously. It wasn't just a kind of mantra that she used and then she walked the talk. She actually really and truly behaved as if it was okay with her, whatever I chose to do, so long as I felt it was right for me. And looking back on it now, I can see that my mother was motivated by trying to create an environment within which I would develop my own voice, develop my own way of thinking. And that carried through into all sorts of philosophical differences between us. And I can remember coming away from education, coming back from University College Dublin for visits to home, having become very enthusiastic about Marxism, dialectical materialism, the philosophy of Marxism, also Hegel for that matter. But my mother was interested to listen to me extrapolate, expound or express my beliefs. She made no effort to change my beliefs, neither did my beliefs change her in any way that I could recognize. So I suppose that kind of educating people for life, the approach that life is itself an education, the approach that the most important thing about education is that you find your own way, and the confidence that my mother walked, talked, that if you did follow your own way, life would give you opportunities to grow and to become happy, no matter what status or what income you earned or whatever. I never ever remember my mother saying or that she hoped I would earn a certain level of income in order to be able to, for example, support a wife or buy a house or anything like that. So I suppose that's the fifth or sixth thing that I can, that I put my finger on today in relation to my mum and the influence she has on me. I will be forever grateful to Bernie Goldbach and his mother for indirectly leading to a situation where I'm expressing as best I can what my mother has meant to me, because I don't think I've finished yet. I think there's even more to go. So it's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet, thanking you very much for listening to this and promising you that there is even more to come. Bye-bye for now.